It's Friday, the 7th of February. Almost a week gone already. It's grey this morning. Everywhere's just grey. But it's fairly calm and still and dry. Loads of bird activity this morning. The difference in daylight is the birds are now down at the feeders when I come out. Mr. Woodpecker's just arrived. Or it could be Mrs. Can't see from here. On the actually, it's fascinating to watch them shoot up that big silver birch tree. Just and they're off to the big beech tree now, which is about 100 feet away in about 3 seconds or less, in fact. Amazing birds. But yeah, all the birds are nice, of course. And I'm looking at my temporary repair on that fence panel. It's quite a nice tidy job. It's a makeshift job. That's all it is. I've propped it up and I've strapped it across. But that 18-inch by 12-inch hole is still there. What a mess. Ah well. Temporary repairs. Come out here in one warm sunny day and enjoy ripping it all out and putting new stuff in. Well, if I wait in that, I might be waiting a while. Actually, I think I made a mistake with the colour of the sky. I looked straight up. If I can, I'd break my neck. I actually see blue sky with those light streamers of clouds, so can't be grey everywhere. Yeah, might turn out to be a nice morning after all. There you go. Positivity. And I've decided not to continually say I had a good sleep last night because I've had a really good run so far. So I'll only talk about my sleep if it's not a good night. So here's hoping that I never mention my sleep pattern again. Oh, that's a wee breeze getting up and bringing with it the smell of smoke from a chimney. So, I'm guessing that is not a phantom smell. If I didn't smell it before the breeze got up there, and there is a wee cottage way up the road there that does have a real fire, And if I didn't smell the smoke before the breeze got up, then I'm assuming that it's not a phantom smell. It's a real smell. One of these mornings I'm going to have to walk up there and find out. Of course, some might say it's psychological. When the breeze gets up, your brain tells you you can smell. Oh my God. It's a lot colder this morning, I'd say that much. It definitely is, and it looks like I'd say just a kind of very light hoarfrost. Very, very light. It's actually quite a nice morning. I think I've scared all the birds away. Well, they'll just need to get used to me standing here. Not bothering Rocky. Or Mr. or Mrs. Blackbird. In fact, I haven't seen a lot of Mrs. Blackbird recently. I wonder, surely to goodness, she's not nesting. Nah, she's probably just lurking. There's a thing. Do the nest by, you know, do the breed by the weather. Or the length of daylight. Or are they cleverer than that and use several factors to decide when it's the right time? In other words, simply because we've had lots of mild, wet weather, they're not going to be kidded into thinking that it's spring and so let's go ahead and breed. You know, they've got to be clever now, aren't they? I think these big birds in the sky, I think they're breeding. I think they just breed all the year round. It seems to be more and more. And the woodpeckers come down again. I'm not sure it'll come to the feeder if I'm here. What a noisy bugger that is this morning, right overhead. That's better.